Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fierce Conversations is a business and self-help book by Susan Scott that focuses on the quality of dialogue as the foundation of strong relationships, effective leadership, and better results. First published in 2002 and later revised and updated, it argues that work problems, personal conflicts, and stalled performance are often symptoms of weak, avoided, or inauthentic conversations. Scott presents a practical framework for speaking directly, listening carefully, and addressing reality without hiding behind politeness, vague language, or delay. The book is aimed at managers, executives, coaches, HR professionals, and anyone who needs to handle difficult discussions with greater clarity and courage. Its central idea is that conversations are not just a tool for relationship building. They are the relationship itself, meaning each exchange either strengthens or weakens trust over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core principle that the conversation is the relationship. The book's most important idea is that relationships are not separate from dialogue, but are built through it, one conversation at a time. Scott argues that trust, alignment, and mutual respect emerge from repeated interactions, while avoidance, distortion, or silence steadily erode them. This shifts communication from a soft skill into a strategic issue. If conversations are weak, the relationship will also be weak, regardless of good intentions. The point is especially relevant in organizations, where people often assume that structures, policies, or performance systems can compensate for poor communication. Scott shows that they cannot. A team may have talent and resources, but if people withhold reality, relationships become brittle and decisions deteriorate. This principle gives the rest of the book its logic, because every technique is designed to make conversations more honest, immediate, and consequential. It also explains why the book is broader than conflict resolution. The goal is not merely to fix arguments, but to improve the underlying quality of how people relate, decide, and collaborate. Secondly, 7 principles for moving from polite exchange to real dialogue. Scott organizes the book around 7 principles that function as a practical method rather than a loose philosophy. These include interrogating reality, coming out from behind yourself, being present, tackling the toughest challenge, obeying your instincts, taking responsibility for the emotional wake, and letting silence do the heavy lifting. Together, they push readers away from performative communication and toward conversations that actually surface what matters. The framework is useful because it addresses common failure points in difficult discussions: avoidance, defensiveness, rushing, and emotional leakage. Instead of treating communication as a matter of using the right tone, Scott treats it as a discipline of honesty, timing, and accountability. The emphasis on presence and silence is especially important because it reminds readers that effective dialogue is not constant talking. Good conversation often requires restraint, attention, and the willingness to let another person think or react. By presenting the principles as a sequence, the book gives readers a usable structure for preparing, entering, and sustaining difficult conversations. That structure is one reason the book has endured in management and leadership settings. Thirdly, why hard conversations fail when people avoid reality. A major thread in the book is that people usually do not fail in conversation because they lack vocabulary or confidence alone, but because they avoid the reality of the situation. Scott argues that many workplace and personal problems persist because the real issue is never named or is softened until it loses force. This creates a cycle in which everyone senses tension, yet no one addresses the source of it directly. The book treats this avoidance as costly because it forces people to manage symptoms instead of causes. Difficult issues keep returning, misunderstandings multiply, and trust declines. Scott also highlights the emotional barriers that make people retreat: fear of offending others, fear of conflict, and fear of looking incompetent or harsh. Her answer is not aggressiveness, but clarity. The reader is encouraged to identify the problem that is actually driving the situation and discuss it without disguising it. This is what makes the book more demanding than generic advice about communication. It does not suggest that all discomfort can be removed. Instead, it shows that productive discomfort is often necessary if a relationship, team, or organization is to move forward with integrity. Fourthly, practical tools for asking better questions and deepening the exchange beyond its principles. The book is known for specific conversational tools that help expand discussion rather than shut it down. One of the most recognized is the mineral rights approach, in which a speaker keeps drilling down through layers of surface response until the underlying issue appears. This matters because many conversations stop at polite, incomplete answers that protect appearance but conceal the real concern. Scott's method encourages curious, persistent questioning that is respectful but not superficial. The aim is to reach meaning, not to win an argument. She also emphasizes preparation, context, and emotional awareness, showing that a good conversation begins before the first sentence is spoken. Readers are taught to think about what outcome they actually want, what assumptions they are bringing, and how their own tone will shape the exchange. These tools make the book especially practical for leaders and managers who need to handle reviews, coaching, conflict, and change discussions. The value of the methods is that they can be applied in everyday situations, not only in crisis moments. They help transform dialogue from reactive problem solving into a more deliberate and effective practice. Lastly, a leadership book that links communication to accountability and culture. Although the book is widely read as a communication guide, it is equally a leadership book because it connects conversational habits to organizational culture. Scott shows that leadership is not just about setting direction or making decisions, but about creating an environment where difficult truths can be spoken and acted on. In that sense, fierce conversations support accountability when people can address issues directly. They are less likely to hide mistakes, tolerate confusion, or let resentment accumulate. The book also suggests that culture is built in ordinary exchanges, not in mission statements alone. How people speak in meetings, coaching sessions, and feedback conversations determines whether an organization becomes candid or evasive, responsive or stagnant. This is why the book remains relevant in workplaces facing change, conflict, or low engagement. It gives leaders a model for improving performance through the quality of human interaction rather than through control alone. Compared with many books in the business communication genre, it stands out for being both psychologically direct and operationally useful. It does not reduce leadership to charisma or persuasion. It frames leadership as the ability to create honest conversations that reveal reality and enable action. In conclusion, Fierce Conversations is best suited for readers who regularly face difficult discussions at work or in personal life and need a more disciplined way to handle them. That includes managers, team leaders, coaches, HR professionals, entrepreneurs, and anyone who suspects that unresolved tension, vague feedback, or polite avoidance is hurting performance and trust. The book is useful because it offers more than encouragement to speak up. It gives a clear framework for how to prepare, question, listen, and respond in ways that expose reality without sacrificing respect. Its main benefit is practical readers can apply its methods immediately in feedback sessions, conflict conversations, coaching, and relationship repair. Intellectually, it also offers a strong thesis about how relationships and organizations actually change, one conversation at a time. What distinguishes it from many other communication books is its combination of directness and structure. It is not mainly about charm, negotiation tricks, or positivity. It is about confronting what is real, staying present, and accepting that conversation is an active force that shapes outcomes. That makes it a durable leadership title rather than a generic self-help book. If you would like to support Susan Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.